जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजक आचार्य इसी भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शीला प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। कलयुग पवन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। श्री राधा खीरचोर गोपीनाथ की जय। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय। श्री गौर निताय की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees, Hare Krishna. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. Hare
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Naruttamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtake.
Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 28.
नमो नमस्तुभ्यम सह नमो नमस्तुभ्यम असह्य वेग शक्ति त्रयाय अखिल धी गुणाय प्रपन्न पालाय दुरांत शक्ते कदिंद्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
कदिंद्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असय्य वेगा
नमस्तु धमशाय वेगा
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धी गुणाय
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धी गुणाय
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरांत शक्ते
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरांत शक्ते
कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असय्य वेगा
नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असय्य
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धी गुणाय
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धी गुणाय
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंत शक्ते
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंत शक्ते
कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असय्य वेगा
शक्तित्रयाय
अखिल धी गुणाय प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंत शक्ते कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
नमो
नमस्तुभ्यं असय्य वेगा
शक्तित्रयाय
अखिल धी गुणाय प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंत शक्ते कदिन्द्रियानामनवाप्य वर्त्मने
नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असहाय वेगा
नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असह्य वेगा
शक्तित्रयाय अखिलाधिगुणाय
शक्तित्रयाय अखिलधिगुणाय
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरांत शक्तये
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरंत शक्ते
कदिन्द्रियानाम अनवाप्य वर्त्मने
कदिन्द्रियानाम अनवाप्य वर्त्मने नमो नमस्तुभ्यं असह्य वेगा
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धीगुणाय
शक्तित्रयाय अखिल धीगुणाय
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरांत शक्तये
प्रपन्नपालाय दुरांत शक्ते
कदिन्द्रियानाम अनवाप्य वर्त्मने
कदिन्द्रियानाम अनवाप्य वर्त्मने नमः I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful obeisances.
Namaha.
Namaha.
Again I offer my respectful obeisances.
Again I offer my respectful obeisances.
Tubhyam.
Unto you.
Asaya.
Formidable.
Vega.
Forces.
Saktitrayaya.
Saktitrayaya.
Unto the Supreme Person. Who has threefold potencies? Akhila of the universe. Dhi for the intelligence. Gunaya, who appears as a sense object. Prapannapalaya,
unto the Supreme,
who gives shelter to the surrendered. Duranta Shaktye, who possesses energies, very difficult to overcome. Kadindriyanam,
by persons
unable to control their senses. Anavapya,
who is unattainable.
Vartmane, on the path. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Jai Prabhupada.
My Lord, You are the controller of formidable strength in three kinds of energy. You appear as a reservoir of all sense pleasure and the protector of the surrendered souls. You possess unlimited energy, but you are unapproachable by those who are unable to control their senses. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again. Purport. Attachment, greed and lust are three formidable forces that prevent one from concentrating upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three forces act because the Supreme Lord does not like to be realized by non-devotees and atheists. However, when one surrenders unto the lotus feet of the Lord, these impediments are withdrawn and one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord is the protector of the surrendered soul. One cannot become a devotee until one surrenders unto the Lord's lotus feet. Then the Lord gives one the intelligence from within by which one can return home back to Godhead. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Datati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुलं गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर अगेन गिविंग मी दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी to prepare myself for Gauru Purnima. So, I was saying that maybe because we are just few weeks away from Gauru Purnima, we will see from this translation and purport how we can connect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and learn something for our own life. The thing in this purport, in this translation, is one line which was striking me when I was reading, that you possess unlimited energy. Gajendra is telling, this is a prayer by Gajendra to the Lord, that you possess unlimited energy, but you are unapproachable by those who are unable to control their senses. And when I was thinking, oh, I fall into the deep down category of the same level. Many of us are struggling after years of practicing Krishna consciousness, but still not able to control our senses. Not only the gross material senses which are affecting. Sometimes after a few years we think, oh, now I don't get attracted to eating non-veg, I don't get attracted to eating chocolates or something like that. Or I don't want to see movies. But at the same time, when gross material senses might apparently be less disturbing, but as we realize that slowly the subtle desires of name, fame, prestige, adoration, they are still growing maybe more and more. So we are no better. So when we see that this is difficult to control our senses, then the Lord is unapproachable. Then how are we ever going to achieve and make this life successful by achieving Krishna? And this is one life which we really want to give to Krishna and get the best out of it. But when we read this, I feel, oh no, there is no hope for us. But Krishna is that loving father. If we see most of the time in family, the father is very loving but at the same time he is very strict. It's not easy for the child to go and tell father, oh, I want a bike, I want this, I want that. What he does? He goes to mother and he goes and prays, tells and requests mother. Mother generally is very soft-hearted. And when she is, it's very easy to patau her, right? It's very easy to tell her. And when mother is happy, when she agrees, then she will go and tell the father and the work is done. So similarly, Krishna is loving, but at the same time he is strict. And that's why when he told Bhagavad Gita, he concluded, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. He said, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishyabhi masashya. Do not fear, I will relieve you of all the anxieties. But before that, first line he says, Sarva dharman parityajya. He puts a condition. But are we at that level? It's so difficult. He is like a strict father. So what we require is the mercy of Radharani. Radharani is very merciful. When Radharani, she tells Krishna, please accept this devotee, he is sincere. We may or may not be sincere. But if Radharani tells, Krishna will not say no. And what we have hope is hope of Radharani. How to get love of Krishna, which also has mercy of Radharani? And that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who has come with not only the color of Radharani, but the mood of Radharani. He came with a soft heart, which is full of compassion, just like Mother Radharani for everybody. And as Krishna put a lot of condition, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not put any condition. Again and again we come across that he and Nityananda Prabhu, without any condition, were distributing patra, apatra na dekhi, sthan, asthana na dekhi, was just giving this pure love of Krishna to every single person. And that is the compassionate heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is why when Rupa Goswami approached him at Varanasi, from far when he saw this compassionate personified Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the shloka or the prayer or the glorification emanated from his heart in the form of the prayer, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gautvichelma. Saying that I offer my respectful obeisances to who? Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is most munificent, Mahavadanyaya. He is so munificent that he is giving Krishna Prema Pradayate. He is giving Krishna Prema to everybody. And that is why very soon we are approaching the most auspicious festival of Gaura Purnima. It's for us in our life, for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, it is most important festival of the entire year, even more important than Janmashtami. Janmashtami is birthday of Krishna, but he is a strict father. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is most merciful, if he is pleased, our life will become very easily successful. So I'm going to, in this respect, how it is difficult to approach the Lord with our uncontrolled senses. But there is one solution, and that solution is when a pure devotee of Lord, when he mercifully tells the Lord that please accept this person, that is our hope. So prayers and best wishes and compassion of pure devotees of the Lord is our hope when we have so much of uncontrolled senses. So we'll see in Chaitanya Leela one past time. I was just thinking to talk or to share something from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Chaitanya Charitamrita past times many of us must have heard many times. So I said how I take one past time and learn from it to go ahead in our Krishna consciousness. One thing which I heard few years ago, that whenever the devotees meet and do Krishna Katha, at the end of it, we should not just feel, oh, it was very nice class, it was very nice. Did it make difference in my life? Did I move at least an inch ahead of where I was today morning or before the satsanga? If not, it was time pass for all of us. It's a waste of time for the speaker and for the audience. But to make it successful, sangha, we have to have at least one bit ahead of where we are today. So that is what I'm trying to see, at least to go ahead and see it helps everybody. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Varanasi, he was with other two devotees, and that two devotees were Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. These two devotees, they were very much attached to the Lord. But Varanasi at that time was the seat of knowledge. Kashi. People from everywhere around the India, they would all go and assemble in Kashi because that was the seat of all knowledge. Everybody used to think that the topmost of all Vedantis, the scriptural scholars, are there in Kashi. And so there was one of very popular, very learned scriptural or a person, but he was Mayavadi and his name was Prakashanand Saraswati. He was also in Varanasi and he had thousands of disciples. How many disciples he had? How many disciples he had? 60,000 disciples he had. In Varanasi he was staying with 60,000 disciples and they all were amazingly great in scriptural understanding. But when they saw Lord Chaitanya coming and dancing in the streets of Varanasi and everybody was getting inundated by the flood of Krishna consciousness, everybody was just feeling so attracted, this Prakashanand Saraswati and his followers, somehow they were not very happy. They were feeling that maybe this is a sannyasi, maybe he is good, but he is young, he is just 25-26 years old. And he is dancing like mad person in the streets and he doesn't take out even time to study scriptures. So he might fall down sometime. And this is emotional ecstasy. This is nothing else but just outside ecstasy. Dancing and fainting in the streets. So they started criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And not only in their heart they were criticizing, they started criticizing outside. People were talking everybody. They were talking to everybody. How this sannyasi, so-called sannyasi, is such an emotional person and he doesn't know any scriptures. And this is not a sign of a scholarly person. And this is not how a sannyasi should. So when they were criticizing, let's see how it affects our life. Why do people criticize? Are we part of that game or no? Do we criticize others or no? When we go out, people are criticizing each other. Your bosses are criticizing and you see everybody is backbiting each other. That's fine. But when it comes to the organization, when we are with devotees, we see devotees criticizing each other. And that's not what we are looking forward to, right? Srila Prabhupada made this house for what? For getting all devotees. It's a house or a place of where we get care, where we get love, where we get appreciation. But when we get criticism and where we criticize others, it hurts. So let's analyze from where this tendency of criticism comes. This criticism comes from emptiness of heart. If you have heard that proverb in India, I used to say like in our language that the vessels which are empty, they make more noise. The vessels which have got substance inside, they won't make more noise. So those who are emptiness, those who have emptiness in the heart, how do you get over your emptiness? By criticizing. It's just a tendency of an empty heart. And this, there are four reasons why we criticize. First reason is that there is not sufficient engagement in devotional service in devotees. If we are enough engaged in devotional service, where is the time for criticizing others? Where is the time to find fault in others? So whenever we see that, oh, we are criticizing others, we should understand that there is not enough seva which we are engaging in. We should tighten up our sevas more and then the tendency of criticism will go down. Second reason why we criticize is dissatisfaction in our heart. If we are doing something, but same thing, if we are empty in our heart, if we are not satisfied, if we are not contented, the dissatisfaction is reflected in finding faults in others. We are dissatisfied, so we'll try and find fault in others and blame others and we'll criticize others. So dissatisfaction of heart, that is the second reason. Third is superiority complex. Sometimes we feel we are better than others. And those who feel that we are better than others, it's very easy. They will start condescending others, right? It's very easy to say, oh, you are not good, you are not doing this well. So it comes from pride or superiority complex. Correct? And the fourth reason why people criticize is because of envy. Sometimes we feel that this person getting more respect, is getting more appreciation, and I can't stand it. So we start criticizing that person. So criticism comes from one of these four things. There is not enough seva. There is some dissatisfaction of the heart. There is superiority complex. There is pride. And fourth is there is envy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once was approached by one devotee and he asked that, somehow I always feel like criticizing others. How do I control this tendency? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said two things. Krishna has given you this soft, boneless tongue which is very easy to vibrate. There is no control, it's very easy. But if you control it by two things, by glorifying the Lord, that is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and second, by glorifying the devotees. So what it means that we are doing seva, we are utilizing this tongue for chanting holy name, that is seva to the Lord, Bhagavan. And glorifying the devotees is seva to Bhakta. So when we do seva to Bhagavan and Bhakta, the tendency of the tongue to criticize others will get under control. So this Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra, when they heard how this Prakashananda Saraswati was and his disciples, they were criticizing Lord Chaitanya everywhere openly, they got very disturbed, they were very upset at their heart. So they went and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what is happening. And what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's response? He just smiled. He just smiled. He just ignored. Because Lord is very compassionate at heart. He doesn't get affected by these rumors or whatever. But are we at that level? If somebody comes and tells us, somebody is talking ill about you, we get so affected. How do we face this criticism when it comes to our own personal self? So let's learn what are the ways of facing or overcoming personal criticism. First is, when we hear that somebody is talking bad about us or somebody is finding fault in us, first thing what we can do is try and see if there is any truth into that. There may be some fact into it. Can I see that I actually may be having that fault? Satswarup Goswami Maharaj, Prabhupada's one of the very senior disciple, once he was sitting in the temple and he was chanting, and one very new person who came to the temple had darshan of the deities, and then he went and said, Swamiji, you know you are not chanting well. He was not even a bhakta, like so-called bhakta. He was just a person who was just coming to the temple, and he is telling Satswarup Maharaj, who is a sannyasi, Swamiji, you are not chanting well. What would be our response if somebody tells? You know, sometimes we are sitting in the morning chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and we sleep. And somebody wakes us up. I was not sleeping, I was in trance. We don't like people correcting us. But what was the result of so how did Satswarup Maharaj took it? He internalized it so much that it came out in the form of Japa Reform book. If you read the Japa Reform book, it's such amazing book on how we can actually go deep into chanting, and that was a result how Satswarup Maharaj took that criticism. Maybe there is some fact into it. So we can think like that. Second thing we can think, that maybe we think that okay, it's not a fact, but probably Krishna is telling me what not to do. Somebody tells me, you are always doing like this. I know I'm not doing that, but probably I have a tendency to do that. So let me be more careful now not to do it. So second way, we can always think that maybe I should now know what I should not do. Third thing, when somebody criticizes us, what we can do? Think that this is for our purification. Once Srila Prabhupada was approached by one of his disciples
He told that I am doing so many sevas in the temple, but people are always finding faults. They are always criticizing me. And what did Prabhupada said? Prabhupada said, maybe in your last life you must have criticized all of them. This is reaction to your own karma. So just accept it. Take it as a purification. So the way we have air purifier, sometimes it might happen that some particular devotee is always criticizing us. Whatever you do, they are not happy. It means that maybe you know, like we call it Chhattis Kakda. Something is wrong with that person. At that time we should think that we are made for each other, for purification. Like the way we have air purifier, the way we have water purifier, we should look at that devotee as our consciousness purifier. Probably this is for my purification, when somebody criticizes us. And the last thing what we can do is just ignore it. Whatever that person says in between that person and Krishna, let me not criticize back, let me not get back to that person. So this is how we can try to learn to deal with personal criticism. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just smiled. But Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra, in their heart, they not only felt bad that this Mayavadis are criticizing, but in their heart they had the desire that maybe they also should get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if so, they will be able to next appreciate Lord and their life will be successful. And as soon as this desire or thought came in the heart of Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar Acharya, Lord decided to change the plan. Lord had decided that I'm just going to ignore this Mayavadis. But when he realized, and when he knew that this is the desire of my devotees, he said, okay, you want them to be delivered, it will be done. And this is our hope. When pure devotees will have little hope, compassion, out of compassion, when they think that this person should be purified, Lord changes plan. We tell that we should never make plans in our life, because we make plans, Krishna will break the plans. Right? And that's why it is said that how you can make Lord laugh? By telling Krishna or by telling Lord what are your plans. Then it gives very hearty laugh to the Lord. Lord laughs when we make plans. Right? But who can make Lord change his plan? A pure devotee. A pure devotee, by their desire, Lord is ready to change his plans also. And so now Lord decided that, okay, these people should be delivered. They also should get Krishna Bhakti. So then he inspired one Maharashtrian Brahman to invite. So this Maharashtra Brahman came and told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that I have invited this Prakashanand Saraswati and 60,000 disciples for prasadam at my house. Would you also like to come? And Lord accepted that invitation. So Lord inspired. Once he makes his plan, he knows how to do it. So he inspired that Maharashtrian Brahman who came. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agreed to go for prasadam. Srila Prabhupada was once telling his devotees that people invite us, especially in India this is a custom, they say sadhus, they will invite them at home. They will make lot of preparation, try their best to serve them. And after that they will also give them some donation. And at the end, they will say, sorry if I have made some mistakes, please forgive us for my shortcomings. So Srila Prabhupada was saying that, see, just because I have given my life to Krishna, people have to go out, pay money and then eat. But here, I am getting paid to eat. And that is sadhus. Because they go and give Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this invitation to go to the house of this Maharashtrian Brahman. And he had his strategy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a strategic preacher. How did he please Murari Gupta? When he gave darshan, Murari Gupta was, did he say last time? Yeah, Murari Gupta is Hanuman. So in Mahaprakash Leela, when Murari Gupta, he called for Murari Gupta, he showed his form as Lord Ram. And Murari Gupta sees that he has tail, he is Hanuman. So he was satisfied to see his Lord as Lord Ram. To Ramanand Rai, he showed his Shadbhuj form. Two hands holding flute, two hands holding bow and arrow, and two hands holding danda and kamandalu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ram and Krishna. But he knew that if I go and tell this Mayavadis, I show my form, oh, I am Ram, I am Krishna, they are impersonalist. They don't care for Lord's form. They are not going to get attracted. So he had his own strategy. So this is again one lesson for each one of us. Sometimes we might just think, oh, we should go and tell our philosophy and people will become devotees. No. But everybody has their own way how they get attracted. And we should be sensitive to see how every soul has their tendency to get attracted towards Krishna and use that tendency. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this house of this Brahmana, and Prakashanand Saraswati and his disciples were sitting inside on a very high seat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and sat outside the house, which is a place for washing the feet. Very humbly he went and sat there. And when he went and sat there, when Prakashanand Saraswati and his disciples saw that this is a sannyasi, but he is so humble that he thinks himself of very low. And he's sitting at that place, immediately looking at the character of, or the humility, integrity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their heart started melting. And this is the strategy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. With his character, with his humility, half of the work was done, even before they spoke anything. And when they were sitting, when he was sitting, after some time, Prakashanand Saraswati couldn't hold. He was so attracted. He was looking at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suddenly started becoming very effulgent. He started showing so much of effulgence that this Mayavadis, who were initially affected by his humility, now started getting attracted to him. Because being Mayavadis, being Brahmavadis, what they were always connecting to was Brahman, the effulgence of the Lord. And now they are seeing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so effulgent. Suddenly he is emanating so much of light. And that was so much attracting the heart of Prakashanand Saraswati and his disciples. And Prakashanand Saraswati couldn't hold himself. He was holding the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he invited him, please come inside. Please do not sit outside. Please come and sit next to us. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, I am fine here. But he held his hand, he brought him inside, made him sit next to him. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already melted the heart of this Prakashanand Saraswati. So then in that mood, now Prakashanand Saraswati started asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are such a gentle soul, you are such a nice sannyasi, but tell me one thing. Why, like a crazy sentimentalist, you are dancing and singing in the streets? Why are you not studying Vedantas? Don't you know that studying Vedanta and Vedanta Sutra is the ultimate goal for a sannyasi? And what was the answer of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Mora Murkha Jani Karila Sashan. Said, Guru Mora Murkha Jani. My guru thought, my spiritual master thought, I am Murak, I am very less intelligent. And then he told me to just chant Hare Krishna. He told me that you might not understand Vedantas and Vedas. You just chant Hare Krishna. So he took her humble position, saying, because I am not enough intelligent like all of you, that's why I am just chanting. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains that I don't know, I was just following the orders of my spiritual master and I started chanting. But I don't know what happens when I chant. Believe me, it is not that I act, but my body starts shivering, tears starts flowing, and I start rolling on the ground. It just spontaneously comes. Just believe me. These are the verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's saying that this is spontaneously comes, and I don't know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that then after that I went back to my guru and I asked him, Suno Sino Kiba Mantra Dila Gosai. He said that he went and told that, what mantra you have given me, my Guru Maharaj? What happens? Jopito Jopito Man Hoilo Pagal. When I chant, my mind becomes mad. I act like crazy. But it's just spontaneous. And just, I don't know what to do. And then, In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I am chanting and I am getting this ecstasy just because I am following the instruction of my spiritual master. And Prabhupada writes very clearly that it's not by chanting or not chanting. The spiritual success comes from strict obedience to the order and instructions of spiritual master. When a person is sincere to follow the instructions of spiritual master, he will achieve spiritual success. It's not by doing only chanting. The attachment to the instructions and lotus feet of spiritual master is a real key to success. So then Prakashanand Saraswati said, but why don't you study Vedantas? Don't you think that there is need of having basic knowledge of Vedantas? And that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that their heart is already softened. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking philosophy. And then the way he was speaking philosophy, this Prakashanand Saraswati and his 60,000 disciples, they were shocked. They thought that these people are only sentimentalists, they don't know their philosophy. But now, the competency of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was revealed. First was character. And when the character was already attracted the heart, then he shows his competency. So it's not that competency is not important. It's not that we should not be philosophically sound. We should. But what attracts the heart of people is our character, is our purity. Philosophy is important, but purity is the first stage. So now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started speaking the philosophy, they all said, yes, yes, you are saying right, you are saying right. And then finally, they all, headed by Prakashanand Saraswati, fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and begged for his mercy. And then they all took initiation, or they all took the shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu transformed the heart of 60,000 Mayavadis. So how do we learn in our life from this pastime? The lessons which we learn is, there is a tendency to criticize. I'm just going to summarize now what we spoke. There is a tendency to criticize, and that comes from emptiness of heart. The four main reasons of criticism: either we are not engaged in enough seva, or we are dissatisfied at heart, or we are proud, or we are envious. That is the reason why we criticize. When we are criticized, what is the way to handle personal criticism? That is the second lesson. First way, think maybe there is a fact into it. Second thing, think if it is not a fact, probably Krishna wants me to learn what not to do. Third thing, take it as purifier of our consciousness. Maybe Krishna is trying to get me, pull me and keep me on track. And fourth is ignore. Ignore the criticism. When somebody criticizes, remember there are hundreds of devotees who are appreciating us. There are hundreds of devotees who are loving us. So if one criticizes us, why we should feel so sad? So how we should handle personal criticism? Third thing we learned today, that compassion and desire are blessings of a pure devotee makes Lord change his plan, and that is our hope. In our life, if we want to attract the Lord's mercy, we have only one hope, pure devotees. When we take shelter of pure devotees, they will make the Lord change his plan. We might not have in his plan, we might not be anywhere for hundreds of lifetime to go back. But when a devotee will have mercy on us, Lord will change his plan and will prepare never going back. So that is the third thing. Fourth thing what we learn is character and competency. Out of the two, character is more important. Character and purity of the heart is the thing which is going to attract us and attract others and attract the Lord. Very important thing, next point, fifth point, strategic preaching. Don't just go and start showing our knowledge and reciting Bhagavatams and shlokas. That is not going to attract people's heart. Everybody has their particular way how they will get attracted. And make use find that small spark. This is exactly what Srila Prabhupada did. Somebody was good in painting, okay, you paint. Somebody was good in singing, you sing. Somebody is good in recitation, do that. Prabhupada found way for engaging every single person in Krishna's service. He would find that small spark and use it in Krishna's service. And that is how Prabhupada, there is no example we can find in Prabhupada's movement that a person might say that I have a skill but it cannot be used in Krishna consciousness. No. Everything can be found. Everything can be. Last time I was telling even that story, did I tell here that there was a thief? Did I tell here that story? There was a story of a thief. This is a real story. It happened in Russia. Moscow actually. It came in BTG. That there was a person who went, he was a thief by profession. So he went to somebody's house at night. But the owner woke up, so he knew that I have to run. So he was just going to jump out and he was running. But he thought that I've come and taken struggle, I should take something while jumping. So what did he do? While jumping out, there was a book on the table near the window. He took that and he jumped out and he went home. And when he went home, he took that book and he said, what is this, what I have finally got today in my business? And that was Bhagavad Gita as it is. So he said, now when I have got it, let me read it. So he started reading. And he was so attracted while reading that next day, he's just sitting and reading, he's not going. So his wife after a few days is asking, are you not going on your night duty? How are we going to run our house? So he said, no, when I'm reading this, I'm feeling that what I'm doing is very sinful life and I want to change. I don't want to do this anymore because at this moment whatever I'm suffering is because of my past karma. And I do not want to have any further karmas for future. Somehow I want to be purified. And his wife was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, let me also read what you are reading. And then she started reading it. And then he said, that one thing I am feeling happy, that now I am realizing I am not the only thief. Everybody in the world is thief. Krishna is the only proprietor and everybody is stealing Krishna's property. So he was feeling happy. But then he found the address of Moscow temple and he started going to the temple. And he started now serving in the temple and he thought that this one book changed my life, so I should give my life to book distribution. So he started then doing a lot of book distribution. And when he would pass by some people's house, initially he used to think, how much money this person must be having, how much I will get from here. So his thoughts were like that, that was his expertise. But now he started utilizing that his expertise of stealing. How much this person must be having? Maybe this person is very rich. Instead of Bhagavad Gita, I should give him full Bhagavatam set now. And like this, his skill which he had developed as a thief was getting utilized in book distribution. So what better examples we can have that not a single propensity we cannot find any example there where we cannot use the propensity in Krishna's service. And that is the greatness of Acharya. So what is required that we should fan whatever little skill or whatever little spark anybody has, not just put water into it. Somebody might say, oh, I'd like to just do something very small. Oh, we don't need this. That is not right. Fan every single spark. Then the next point what we learn is, service changes the heart. Prakashananda Saraswati was affected by looking at humility of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then he came and he served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by holding his hand and brought him inside. So when we serve Lord's devotee, Lord, the spiritual life starts going ahead with lot of speed. Service to devotees is our main goal, which is going to take us finally more towards Krishna. Krishna tells that those who serve me, they are not my devotees. Those who serve my devotee are my real devotees. Now only I am remembering that there was one pastime. In Kanchipuram there is a deity called Varadaraj. And there was very great devotee of Varadaraj. His name was Mahapurna.